Good evening, brothers and sisters in the Lord.
主里的弟兄姐妹晚安。
It's a great privilege for me to be here again. It's been quite a while since I've been here, but I thank the Lord for this opportunity.
很荣幸我能够来到你们当中。我上次来这里已经很多年以前的事，那很感谢主能够再一次带我来到这里。
As we come to look in God's Word, there is a principle I want to remind you of that's absolutely indispensable.
当我们一同来看神的话的时候，我们当中有一个原则，我希望提醒弟兄姐妹，这是一个不可缺少的原则。
When we study the Bible, there are many principles that are helpful.
在我们读圣经的时候，有很多的原则对我们有帮助。
But there's only one that's indispensable.
但当中只有一个是绝对不可以少的。
A principle that we can't take for granted and we cannot live without.
那这一个原则呢，我们不能够轻看，我们也不能够缺少。
I'm speaking about total reliance on the Holy Spirit.
我所讲的就是要全然的依靠圣灵的工作。
This is His book.And He must reveal Christ to our hearts.
这是他的书，那他必须要借着他才能够将基督启示在我们的心里。
Thank God for all the helps, the commentaries, the dictionaries, the atlases.
我们感谢主，因为给了我们许多的帮助，有注解书，有字典，有地图。
All the word studies and all of the books that are available, all the devotional books.
所有谈到圣经的字词，所有的书，所有灵修的书。
At the end of the day, we must come as little children before the Lord.
但呢，到了最后，我们还是要如同小孩子一样来到主的面前。
Only God can reveal God.
因为只有神能够启示神。
And he wants to do it this evening.
今天晚上他要在我们当中行这样的事情。
Let me share this verse before we go to prayer.
让我们在祷告之前先跟弟兄姐妹分享一段经文。
It's from Acts chapter 16, verse 14.
这是使徒行传的16章的第14节。
This is when the Lord met Lydia, and the Bible says,The Lord opened her heart to respond.
那这是讲到主怎么样遇见了吕迪亚。圣经上告诉我们说，他听见了主就开他的心。
If we're going to have open hearts, hearts that respond to the Lord, He must open our heart to respond.
所以我们如果要有一个敞开的心，要能够对主的话能够回应的心，那么他就必须要打开我们的心。
Let's bow together, ask him to do that.
让我们一同低头恳求他来行这样奇妙的事。
Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives in our heart.
主，我们感谢你，因为你赐下圣灵在我们心中活着。
A Bible teacher in our heart.
在我们的心中成为教导我们圣经的老师。
And now we would ask that once again you would unveil the Lord Jesus to our heart.
我们再次祷告，恳求你将耶稣基督启示在我们心中。
We thank you in advance that you're going to do it.
我们还没开始，我们就先感谢你。
Because we claim it in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus.
因为我们靠着那无比耶稣基督的名在此祈求。
Let me share what's on my heart this weekend to share with you.
让我跟弟兄姐妹分享一下这个周末我心里面的负担。
For some of you, I'm quite sure this will be old news. You've heard it before.
对当中很多人来讲，我相信。这是你们已经听过的是老的消息。
For some, it might be brand new.
但对当中有些人可能是第一次听。
Listen to Matthew 13:52.
我们看一下马太福音的第十三章的第五十二节。
Jesus said to them, Therefore, every scribe who's become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings out treasures new and old.
那这里讲到耶稣对他们说，凡文士受教做天国的门徒，好像一个家主从他库里拿出新旧的东西来。
So whether it's new or old,
所以无论是新的，无论是旧的，
May he either enlighten us or quicken us.
让他能够光照我们，使我们心活泼起来。
The way the Lord began to burden my heart for this weekend,
那主怎么样开始把这个负担放到我的心里？
He brought two verses before my heart.
他把两个经文放在我心中。
One was from the book of Romans.
第一个是在罗马书里面。
And the other from the book of Hebrews.
另外一个是在希伯来书里面。
Romans chapter 8, verse 7 and 8.
罗马书的第八章的七到八节。
The mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. It does not subject itself to the law of God. It's not even able to do so. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜悦。
And Hebrews 11:6 says, Without faith, it's impossible to please him.
那希伯来书的十一章的第六节讲说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
You've probably heard that over and over again through the years.
所以这么多年来，我相信你们已经听过很多次。
Flesh cannot please God, and only faith pleases Him.
属肉体的不能够讨神的喜悦，唯有出于信心的才能够讨神的喜悦。
I pray it's on your heart.To please the Lord this weekend.
那我恳求主，在这个周末，你的心是一个讨神喜悦的心。
2 Corinthians 5:9 says, Therefore, we also have it as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to Him.
在哥林多后书第五章的第九节这样说。所以我们立了志向，无论是住在身内或者离开身外，要讨主的喜悦。
And so, whether we're here or there,
所以我们无论是在这里或是在那里。
Whether we're on earth or in heaven,
无论我们是在地上是在天上。
Whether it's now or later,
无论是现在或是将来。
It should be our ambition.To please the Lord.
那我们的志向都应该是要讨神的喜悦。
Let me go back again, please, to Hebrews 11, verse 6.
所以让我们再一次能够回到希伯来书的第十一章的第六节。
Without faith, it is impossible. I'm going to stop there.
所以人非有信就不可能。
Now I stop there deliberately.
那我在这里停下来是有意的。
I don't think I will violate this passage or the balance of Scripture.
我相信我并没有违反这一节经文或是整本圣经的教训。
If I just stop the verse there, without faith, it is impossible.
那简单的就是说，没有信心，一切都是不可能的。
Everything's impossible.Apart from faith,
离了信心，什么事情都不可能。
Not only I can't please God apart from faith,
不仅仅是没有信，我不能够讨神的喜悦。
But my whole life is barren apart from faith.
那我整个的生命都是枯干的，如果我没有信心的话。
Without faith, it's impossible to produce fruit.
因为没有信心就不能够结果子。
I can't love.
我没有办法爱,
I can't obey.
我没办法顺服,
I can't forgive.
我没办法赦免,
I can't serve.
我没办法侍奉,
without faith, it's impossible.
因为没有信,
Remember the words of our Lord Jesus in John 15. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. Apart from me, ye can do nothing.
约翰福音第15章这么说, 你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上， 自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。You
say, apart from me, you can do nothing. I can do things apart from the Lord.
那这里说离了
But nothing that can be called fruit.
What's
on my heart this weekend is to share with you the kind of faith that brings pleasure to the Lord.
所以这个周末我心中的负担是要跟弟兄姐妹们分享是怎么样子的一个信是能够讨神的喜悦。
Without faith, it's impossible to please Him.
人非有信不能够讨神的喜悦。
I've selected some illustrations, some stories of the kind of faith that brings pleasure to God.
然后我选择了一些故事，一些说明，来表达什么叫做一个讨神喜悦的信心，得神喜悦的信心。
If we're going to talk about faith, the kind of faith that brings God pleasure,
如果我们在这里要谈到那些能够使神的心喜悦的信心的话，
we ought to at least have a basic understanding what is faith.
那我们至少应该要很了解信最根本的意思是什么。Now,
if you're expecting me to offer a definition of faith,
如果你们指望我在这里给大家一个信心的定义的话,
I can't do that.
我是没办法。
Because the Bible doesn't do that.
因为圣经也没有清楚地告诉我们。
There's no place in the Bible that defines faith.
因为在圣经里面没有找到一个信心的定义是什么。
Some might quote Hebrews 11:1 and say that's a definition.
有的人会提到希伯来书第11章的第一节，然后说这里讲的就是信。
Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
那信是所望之事的确据，未见之事的确据。所望之事的实体，未见之事的确据。
But if you study that carefully, you'll see it's a description of faith, not a definition.
但是如果你再仔细的读的话，这里是描写信心的表现是什么，而不是信心本身的定义。
The Bible gives many descriptions of faith.
圣经有很多描写信心是怎么样子的。
Faith is eating, drinking, coming.
有时候信心好像吃，好像喝，好像来到。
Faith is hearing, beholding, looking.
那信心是看到，是听到，是
abiding. Believing, receiving.
是住在里面，是接受。
There are many descriptions of faith.
那有很多关于信心的描写。
But in every description of faith, there is a common denominator.
但我们看到所有关于信的信心的这个描写当中，它有一个共通的本质。
Every time faith appears in the Bible, it always appears with something special.
因为信心在圣经里面提到的时候，它总是跟一些特别的事情连在一起。
And I'm talking about the object of faith. Faith needs an object.
那我在这里所讲到的是信心需要有一个对象，信需要有一个对象。
By itself, faith is nothing.
因为信心如果没有对象，那信心是什么都不是。
The object of faith is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么信心的对象就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It's a person. It's Him. It's the Lord.
是一个有位格的，是他是我们的主。
Some might suggest that, well, the Bible is an object of faith.
那有人是这样建议说，圣经是我们信心的对象。
Only because the person stands behind the Bible.
那如果是这样子的话，是因为在这圣经的后面，那有一位我们所信的。
Jeremiah 1:12 says, The Lord said, You have seen well, I am watching over my word to perform it.
在耶利米书的第一章的第十二节说，耶和华对我说，你看着不错，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。
The prophet Joel says, Strong is he.Who carries out his word.
那约尔先知约尔这么说，成就他命的是强盛者。
I call attention to that because many have tried to have faith apart from the object of their faith.
我在这里特别提到这些事，因为有些人谈到信心的时候，好像你信心的对象没有关系。
For years, I tried to have faith in my faith.
那很多年来，我想把我的信心放在我自己的信心上面。
I was looking to faith in an unhealthy way.
那么这时候，我是用一种不健康的态度来寻找我的信心。
Faith is looking to Jesus, not looking to looking.
那信是什么呢？是仰望耶稣基督，而不在那里仰望所仰望这件事。
Faith is only as strong as the one you're trusting.
因为信心的强壮是在于你信任的那一位有多强壮。
That's why you can have a little faith in a great God.
这就是为什么虽然有这样的伟大的神，但你的信心可能是微小。
I used to think faith was heaven's money.
有时候以前的时候，我以为信心啊就是。天上的钱。
If I had enough, I could be rich toward God.
我如果够多的话呢，那在神面前我就丰富了。
I could be healthy. I could be wealthy.
我就健康了，我就有钱了。
I could be fruitful.
我就多结果子了。
And so in those days, my prayer was increase my faith.
所以在那些日子里，我的祷告是主啊，增加我的信心。
I want stronger faith.
我要有更强壮的信心。
More faith.
更多的信心。
Sincere faith.
更认真的信心。
All the faith I could get.
各式各样的信心都求你加给我。
Because I thought it was heaven's money.
因为我想这个的时候，就想到它好像天上的钱一样。
I didn't need more faith.
我需要的不是更多的信心。
I needed a greater vision of the Lord Jesus, the object of faith.
我需要的是对那信心的对象主耶稣基督有更荣耀、更伟大的意象。
Why does faith please the Lord?
为什么信能够讨神的喜悦、得神的喜悦？
Because it's wrapped up in Jesus, the Son of God.
因为他的对象完全是神的儿子耶稣基督。
I would like to present this weekend. I'm going to just introduce it this evening.
那今天晚上我只是给大家一个介绍，这整个周末我都会谈到。
Three examples of the kind of faith that pleases God.
那三个得神喜悦信心的例子。
I think you know that Hebrews chapter 11 is the great chapter on faith in the New Testament.
我相信大家都知道希伯来书第11章是新约里面的信心之章。
There are some strange illustrations in Hebrews chapter 11.
在希伯来书第11章里面有些表达信心的例子感觉非常奇怪。
I speak as a fool, but if God ever came to me,
我好像是一个愚妄人一样，但是假如神来到我
面前， and he said, Ed, go through the Old Testament and find illustrations of faith.
那他如果跟我说， Ed, 你去看看旧约，然后找出一些信心的榜样。
I think I would have chosen Job, maybe.
那我想我大概会选择约伯
Elijah
以利亚
Samuel
撒母耳
David
大卫
Boaz
波阿斯
Certainly I'd have chosen Daniel
一定会选但以理
If God said Ed find some illustrations of faith in the Old Testament
所以如果神告诉我说、哎、你到旧约找一下信心的例子信心的榜样
I would say, how about David and Goliath?
那我会说，哎，大卫跟哥利亚的故事啊。
How about Joshua making the sun stand still?
啊，讲到约书亚祷告时，日头停在天上。
How about Nehemiah rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem?
那讲到尼希米重建圣殿的耶路撒冷的城墙。
But when you go through Hebrews 11, you don't see those illustrations.
但是你读到希伯来书第十一章的时候，你看不到这些例子。
And that becomes important for this weekend.
因此这是我们这个周末我希望大家能够注意的。
Because God sees faith where we sometimes do not see it.
因为神很多时候在我们没有看重没有看到的地方神会看到信心。
I was amazed as I went through chapter 11 of Hebrews.
所以当我读希伯来书第十一章的时候我心里面充满了 奇妙的感觉
Chapter 11 verse 5 By faith Enoch was taken up
那这里讲到希伯来书第十一章的第五节以诺因着信就被接去了
How do you get raptured by faith?
你是怎么样子因着信被接走了呢
Chapter 11, verse 11, by faith Sarah received ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life.
那希伯来书十一章的第十一节讲到撒拉因着信就怀了孕，虽然她已经早已过了怀孕的年纪。
You ever read the Old Testament story of Isaac blessing Jacob and Esau?
你有没有读过旧约的故事里面？以撒在祝福以扫跟雅各。
And yet we read in verse 20, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau.
但是呢，你如果读到希伯来书第十一章的第 ，sorry, you mean verse 20?
Yeah,
11:20.
11:20.
以撒因着信，就指着将来的事给雅各以扫祝福。
I would have mentioned Joseph, but not the way God does in verse 22. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones.
我想我自己会用约瑟做信心的例子，但不会像希伯来书第十一章第二十二节这里所讲的。约瑟因着信临终的时候提到以色列族将来要出埃及并为自己的骸骨留下一命
All of this to say God sees faith where we don't necessarily see it
我讲了这么多只是要说明很多时候在我们没有看到信心的地方神看到了信心
He talks about Samson And his faith.
他这里讲到单身跟他的信。
I'd have a hard time seeing faith when I read the record of Samson.
但是当我读旧约里面关于参孙的记载的时候，我很难看到他的信在哪里。
At the end of chapter 11, he talks about saints that were tortured, imprisoned, stoned to death.
在第十一章的末了，他讲到了那些圣徒在受逼迫、下监牢、被鞭打，以至于死。
They wandered in deserts and mountains and caves and lived in the holes of the ground.
那他们在旷野里、山林里、山洞里、地穴里是漂流无定的。
And they did that by faith.
他们为什么这样子做？是因为出于信心。
I would judge them on the level of earth.
那我会从地上的角度来看他们。
I'd say, why are they starving?
我看的时候我会说。他们为什么会饿肚子？
Why are they homeless?
他们为什么没有住的地方？
Why don't they trust the Lord?
他们为什么不信任主耶稣基督？
Why doesn't God deliver them?
为什么神没有释放他们，没有祝福他们？
And God says, I see faith there.
但神说，我在那里看见了信心。
I was so greatly encouraged when I discovered where God sees faith.
所以当我看见神在什么地方看见信心的时候，我自己也大受勉励。
Let me just mention the stories that I will give and then I'll sort of wrap up this introduction.
所以在这里让我稍微讲一下我会提到的故事，然后就结束了这个简单的介绍。
I want to use the illustration in Hebrews 11:7, by faith Noah.
所以我要用希伯来书第十一章第七节的例子，说诺亚因着信。
And then I would like to use the illustration in Hebrews 11:29 about Israel. By faith they passed through the Red Sea.
然后呢，我要用希伯来书第十一章第二十九节讲到的以色列，他们因着信过了红海。
And my final illustration of faith is not from Hebrews 11.
那我最后一个讲到表达信心的一个表达不是在希伯来书里面。
It's from the gospel record Mark chapter 6.
而是在马可福音的第六章。
It's the disciples on the stormy sea.
是那些门徒在海上遇到风暴的时候。
Noah had faith that God saw and he was pleased.
所以诺亚有个信心，神看到了，神喜悦。
Israel crossing the Red Sea had faith that God saw.And he was pleased.
所以当以色列过红海的时候，他们有一种信心，神看到了，神的心喜悦。
And the same thing is true with the disciples on the stormy sea.
所以同样的，当门徒在海上经过风暴的时候，神也看到了他们的信心。
What I would like to finish this evening.Is to show you that this is what the Lord is seeking for.
So, 今天我今天的这一堂，我希望能够告诉大家的是要知道主到底是在看什么，寻找什么。
I'm quite sure you're familiar with Second Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9.
我想大家可能都对历代志下的第十六章的第九节。蛮熟悉的。
The eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart are completely his.
所以历代之下的第二章历代之下十六章第九节这么说，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
The eyes of the Lord are looking for men, women, boys, girls.
所以耶和华的眼目在那里查验，在那里寻找男的、女的，小男孩、小女孩。
He's not looking for someone who's strong in faith.
他并不是在那里找一个信心非常刚强的。
He's looking for someone to whom he can show himself strong.
而是他在找一个能够主能够向他显出他主有多强壮的人。
The Lord's looking for faith.
主是在看那个信心。
I want to illustrate that point, and then we'll wrap up the introduction. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Mark chapter 2.
所以我要再讲，专门再来讲这一点，用圣经里面来讲，我们要请大家翻到圣经马可福音的第二章。
This is the story of the man with palsy. You remember that was lowered through the roof.
那这里是讲到一个瘫子的故事。那这个瘫子被人从屋顶上垂下，垂到耶稣所在的地方。
I'd like to read, if you don't mind, the whole record, first 12 verses.
所以如果你不介意的话，我在这里希望能够把头十二节都念完。
And when he had come back to Capernaum several days after, it was heard that he was at home.
过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里。
And many were gathered together, so there was no longer room, not even at the door, and he was speaking the word to them.
就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地，耶稣就对他们讲道。
And they came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four men.
有人带了一个瘫子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的。
And being unable to get to him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him.
因为人多不得近前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶。
And when they had dug an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying.
既拆通了，就把瘫子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。
And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven.
耶稣见他们的信心，就对瘫子说，小子，你的罪赦了。
But some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts.
有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说，
Why does this man speak that way? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
Immediately, Jesus, aware in his spirit, that they were reasoning that way within themselves.
所以耶稣心中知道他们自己心里这样议论。
Said to them, Why are you reasoning these things in your hearts?
就说你们心里为什么这样议论呢？
Which is easier to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven, or get up, pick up your pallet and walk?
或对瘫子说你的罪赦了。或说起来拿你的褥子行走哪一样容易呢
But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins
但要叫你们知道人只在地上有赦罪的权柄
He said to the paralytic I say to you get up pick up your pallet and go home
就对瘫子说我吩咐你起来拿你的褥子回家去吧
And he got up and immediately picked up the pallet and went out in the sight of everyone so that they were all amazed.
那人就起来立刻拿着褥子当众人面前出去了以致众人都惊奇。
I want to show you how Jesus is looking for faith so that he can minister to it.
所以在这里我要跟大家来分享耶稣怎么样是在那里寻找一个有信心的以至于耶稣的工作能够在他身上做出来
Let me illustrate that for you
让我在这里打个比方
This story took place, the Bible says, in his city.
Pardon?
Yeah, his city, Capernaum.
Yeah. 在圣经里面告诉我们说，是在耶稣所在的加百农。
Yeah, it wasn't Bethlehem where he was born.
那不是他所生的伯利恒。
It wasn't Nazareth where he grew up.
那也不是在拿撒勒他长大的地方。
But it was Capernaum.
而是在加百农。
And he had stayed there and done many miracles there.
那他在那里住在那里行了很多的神迹。
We don't know whose house it was. It was someone's house in Capernaum.
那我们不知道他在谁的家，但总而言之是在加百农一个人的家里面。
And we know Jesus was there and he was teaching.
我们知道耶稣在那里，在那里教导讲道。
Listen to Mark chapter 2 verse 2 again.
所以请再看一下马可福音第二章的第二节。
And many were gathered together so that there was no longer room, not even near the door, and he was speaking the word to them.
那讲到许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。
We don't know his text.
We don't know his text. The
Bible doesn't tell us that.
圣经没告诉我们。
Maybe he didn't need one. He was the Word.
也许他不需要引用圣经, 因为他自己就是神的道。
I know it was a large meeting.
那我知道这是一个很大的一个聚会。
There were people everywhere.
那各处的来的人都在那里。
Mark 2, verse 4. Being unable to get to him because of the crowd.
因为马可福音第二章第四节这么说, 因为人多, 所以他们没办法进到耶稣面前。
Luke also tells the story, Luke 5:15.
那路加福音也讲到同样的故事, 是在第五章的第16节。
But the news about him was spreading even farther, and large crowds were gathering to hear him and to be healed of sicknesses.
第五章的第十六节，第十五节，五章十五节，这里讲耶稣的名声越发传扬出去，有极多的人聚集来听到，也指望医治他们的病。
Mark chapter 2 verse 2. Many were gathered together. There was no longer room, not even near the door. And he was speaking the word to them.
那你看马可福音第二章的第二节，讲说许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣在那里对他们讲道。
I want you to get that picture in your mind. There was a large gathering.
所以我希望在你们的脑海中有这么样的图画，这是一个非常大的一个聚会。
Included in that large gathering were these religious people.
那么在这一群聚会的人当中呢，包括了那些宗教信仰犹太教的人。
Now the Pharisees came not one or two or a half a dozen.
那法利赛人来了，不是一个人，不是两个人，不是六个人。
They came in busloads.
他们是 好像坐了整个大巴士一起来的。
He's looking for busloads in his Bible. Not
yeah.
Luke 5:17.
路加福音的第五章的第十七节。
One day he was teaching, and there were some Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present for him to perform healing.
路加福音第五章的十七节说到有一天，耶稣教训人，有法利赛人和教法师在旁边坐着。那他们是从加利利各乡村和犹太并耶路撒冷来的，主的能力与耶稣同在，使他能医治病人。
Don't read that la la la.
你不要就这样轻轻的念过。
They came from every village in Judea, in Jerusalem, in Galilee.
他们是从犹大的各村庄、加利利的各村庄、耶路撒冷都来。
I can't read their hearts.
我是不知道他们的心。
But I don't think they came to hear the word.
但我相信他们到那里不是要听耶稣所讲的道。
I think they were spies.
那我想他们是要来窥探他的。
I think they came to trip Jesus up.
他们来是想找把柄的。
When the story opens in chapter 2, verse 6, we read that these religious leaders were sitting there.
因为在我们继续我们所讲的故事，在马可福音第二章的第六节，讲到了这些文士呢是坐在那里。
They were in the front row.
因为他们是在前面的。
They didn't have trouble getting in.
因为他们像不像那些人，他们不能够进去，他们已经进到那里，坐在那里。
It's possible that some of those Pharisees were an arm's length away from Jesus.
甚至很可能那些法利赛人跟耶稣的距离不过是一臂之隔而已。
Probably in their hearts they were many millions of miles away from Jesus.
他们虽然坐得这么近，但他们的心跟主的距离可能是千万里以外。
That's how the meeting began with the religious leaders in the front row.
所以这样的一个聚会就开始了，这些宗教的领袖们坐在前座。
That's not how it ended, but that's how it began.
那结束不是这样，但开始的时候是这样的。
I want to bring two verses together so that you can see a wonderful contrast.
那我在这里要把两节经文给大家来看，使大家能够看到当中这样子的对比。
In Mark chapter 2 verse 5, it says, Jesus looking up, seeing their faith.
马可福音的第二章的第五节讲到耶稣在那抬头见他们有信心。
When he looked up, he just didn't see the roof being torn up.
当他抬头的时候，他看到的不是屋顶被打破了。
He didn't just see a man being lowered down to his feet, a crippled man.
他也不是光看到一个瘫子被从屋顶上垂下来了。
He didn't just see four men with ropes lowering their friend to the feet of Jesus.
他也不是光看到四个人拿着绳子，然后把这个他的朋友垂下来。
The Holy Spirit says, Jesus looking up saw faith.
圣灵告诉我们说，耶稣抬头看见信心。
He not only looked up and saw faith, but chapter 2 verse 8
不仅是如此，而且在第二章的第八节
tells us that he looked around and he saw human reasoning.
讲到耶稣在周围看看的时候，他看到人按着自己在那里的推理。
In that room, Jesus looked up and saw faith. He looked around and he saw human reasoning.
所以在那里的时候，耶稣抬头看到了信心，但是往周围一看，看到是人随己意，在那里的议论。
Now he was teaching the word of God.
那么他在那里是在教导神的话。
He was addressing everybody.
他是对当在那里所有的人讲的。
He talked to the religious people in the front row.
他对那些坐在他面前这些宗教的领袖们在那里讲。
He talked to the crowd that was in the room.
他对那些在房间里面那群众们讲。
He talked to those that were lined up at the door.
他对那些站在门口挤不进来的人讲。
He talked to those who were looking in the window.
他对那些隔着窗户往里面看的人讲。
He talked to those that were on the roof, looking down through the hole.
他也对那些在屋顶上透过那屋顶上的洞往里面看的人讲。
He always addresses everybody.
那耶稣讲的时候总是对所有人讲的。
But he doesn't always minister to everybody.
但他的侍奉，他的工作不是坐在每一个人的身上。
He only ministers to faith.
他只是坐在那个有信心回应的人的身上。
Who went out of that meeting blessed?
离开了那个会议，谁是蒙福的？
Not those who were reasoning.
不是那些在心中议论的。
I think in every gathering, Jesus sees faith and he sees human reasoning.
我相信在每一个聚会当中，耶稣都会看到信心，也会看到人心中的议论。
Only those who have faith will be ministered unto.
但唯独那些有信心的，主的工作能够显在他的身上。
They're the ones that are going to leave blessed.
当他们离开聚会的时候，他们是蒙福的。
Now I want to show you two things. Number one, how he ministers to faith.
我要跟大家讲两件事情。第一个，他对有信心的，他的工作是怎么样子做在他们身上。
And then how he ministers through faith.
那么第二个，是他怎么借着信心，从这里他的工作展出来。
To faith, he does the hard thing.
那对有信心的人，他做的是心理的工作。
Through faith, he does the easy thing.
他做的是困难的工作。那借着信心显出来的，他做的是容易的工作。
I want to try to show you what's the hard thing, what's the easy thing.
那我在这。这里是要让大家能够看见什么是难的，什么是容易的。
Mark chapter 2 verse 5, Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven.
马可福音第二章第五节，耶稣见他们的信心，就对瘫子说，小子，你的罪赦了。
I'll try to prove it in a moment, but for now,Forgiveness is the illustration of the hard thing.
我等下会在这里再来证明，但现在先要说明的就是赦免、赦罪是困难的。
When the Pharisees, the religious leaders, heard Jesus say, "Your sins are forgiven."
当这些宗教的领袖、文士们、法利赛人听到耶稣讲说你的罪赦了。
They reasoned Jesus is blaspheming.
他们在这里就讲说耶稣啊，心中的议论就是耶稣在这里说了僭越的话，健忘的话了。
They didn't say it out loud.
他们并没有说出来。
They didn't discuss it.
他们甚至没有讨论。
This was all in their heart. That's what they were thinking.
这完全都是在他们的心里，这是他们里面在想的。
Mark chapter 2 and verse 7.
然后我们再看马可福音的第二章的第七节。
Why does this man speak that way? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
They recognized reasoning that Jesus was claiming to be God.
所以在这里他们的议论，他们认出来了耶稣在那里所宣告的东西，说明他是神。
Let me illustrate.
让我在这里再做多一点的说明。
The one who is sinned against must forgive.
一个要赦免人的人，一定只有那个被得罪的人。
Suppose Brother Jonathan. Sorry, brother. Suppose he sinned against brother's son.
假如说 Jonathan 弟兄得罪了孙弟兄。
He would never do that.
当然他不会这么做。
But suppose he did that.
但假设他得罪了。
And I walked in the room.
然后我进到了他们的房间。
And I walked up to Brother Jonathan.
然后我走到了约拿丹弟兄。
And I said, I forgive you for sinning against brother son.
然后我对他说，你得罪了孙弟兄，我原谅你。
I think brother son might jump up and say, wait a minute.
那我想孙弟兄就要跳起来在这里讲，哎，等等等等，
You can't forgive him, he sinned against me.
你不能够赦免他, 因为他得罪的是我。
I'm the one that has to forgive him.
要赦免是我才能够赦免的。
You see, that's what the Pharisees thought. Jesus walked in and said, your sins are forgiven.
所以当法利赛人看到耶稣在那里讲说你的罪得赦的时候,
they said, wait a minute, wait a minute. How can you do that? Only God can forgive sin.
所以他们就在那里说,等等啊,你怎么可以这样子赦免人的罪呢?唯独神才能够赦免人的罪啊?
All sins against God.
因为所有的罪都是得罪神呢?
You're from Bethlehem.
你是从伯利恒来的。
We know your parents.
我知道,我们认识你的父母。
We know your brothers and sisters.
我们认识你的弟兄,你的姐妹。
What right do you have to say your sins are forgiven?
你有什么权柄能够在这里说你的罪得赦了?
And then Jesus made this amazing comment.
然后耶稣呢,在这里就做了这个非常奇妙的说明。
Mark chapter 2 verse 9. Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or get up, pick up your pallet and walk?
这里说,或对摊子说你的罪赦了,或说起来,拿你的褥子行走,哪一样容易呢?
Many have not read carefully the question Jesus asked.
很多人读的时候没有仔细地读耶稣到底问的问题是什么。
They think he asked which is easier to do.
他们以为耶稣在这里讲的是哪一件事是比较容易做。
He didn't say which is easier to do.
他这里并没有讲说哪一件事容易做的。
He said which is easier to say.
他说哪一个是容易说的。
Let me answer the question he didn't ask first.
让我在这里先回答一个他没有问的问题。
Which is easier to do? To forgive sin or to say to a paralytic, get up and walk?
哪一件事情是容易做的? 是赦免罪呢? 还是叫摊子行走?
You might think, well, for Jesus, it's the same. All things are easy for him.
所以也许你想说,对耶稣来讲,一样,因为什么事情对他都是一样的容易。
What did it take for Jesus to heal?
耶稣要医治,需要花什么代价?
A touch.
他碰一下。
A thought.
他这么想一下。
A word.
一句话。
His naked will, just an act of his will.
就是什么都不做,只是他自己的定义,只要这样子的定义。
He could just say, get up and walk.
所以他能够说起来就行走。
What did it take for him to forgive sin?
但是他如果要赦免罪,他要做什么?
He had to bow the heavens and come down.
他要离开天,降到地上。
He had to take on human flesh.
他要成为人的样子。
He had to become sin.
他要背负罪。
He had to endure the wrath of God.
他要忍受神的愤怒。
Which is harder? To say, get up and walk, or to forgive sin?
所以哪一个比较容易呢? 是说起来行走呢?还是赦免罪呢?
And I'm suggesting it was the hard thing to forgive sin.
所以我在这里所讲的就是要赦免罪是难的。
And when Jesus sees faith, he ministers by doing the hard thing.
所以当耶稣看到信心的时候,他就在这上面所侍奉的是那个困难的事。
It cost him his life blood.
因为这是他自己花了他宝血的代价。
Your sins are forgiven illustrates the spiritual work in the heart.
所以你的罪得赦免呢,是说明在人心中圣灵的工作。
It's much harder to do than to say.
因为这是非常困难做的。
I could say, I have victory over the flesh.
做比说难, 因为我可以说我已经胜过了肉体。
How do you know I'm telling the truth?
那你怎么知道我讲的是真的?
You can't see in my heart.
你看不到我的心。
I could say, I have wonderful peace right now.
我可以说我心中有奇妙的平安。
That's easy to say.
说起来容易。
You can't see in my heart.
但你看不到我的心。
I could tell you anything. I could tell you I'm living in a wonderful fellowship with God.
我可以告诉你们任何的事情, 我可以说我是活在与神奇妙的交通里面。
You don't know when my door's closed.
但是你不知道当我们关起来以后,
You don't know what goes on if I'm in front of my computer.
你不知道当我坐在我电脑面前是怎么样。
You can't see in my heart.
因为你看不到我的心。
It's easy to say.
因为说是容易的。
I could tell you I had $1 million in the Cayman Islands.
那我可以告诉你们说我又有钱又有地。
My wife's all excited about that one.
那我太太听得很高兴。
It's easy to say, but if I said to a crippled man, take up your bed and walk,
说好像容易, 但我如果跟一个摊子讲, 拿着你的褥子起来行走,
If I said to a man with a withered hand, stretch forth your hand,
那如果我对一个手枯干的人说, 把你手伸出来,
If I said to a woman who'd been bent over for 18 years, stand up straight,
那我如果对一个, 扣楼的一个18年的妇人, 叫他说站, 站直,
If I said to a man that's been in the grave for 4 days, come forth.
然后我如果对一个已经在坟墓里埋了四天的人说, 起来,
You'd know in 5 seconds if I was faking.
不到5秒钟你就知道我是真的还是假的。
You'd know if I was a fraud.
你知道我是不是在那里吹牛,
a deceiver.
是不是在那里骗人,
a false teacher.
一个假教师。
It's easy to say. Because you can't see it.
容易说的事情是你看不到的。
Forgiveness represents the spiritual work.
因为赦免是代表一个属灵的工作。
That's the hard thing.
是困难的。
He wants to come and do a spiritual work. He ministers to faith.
当他要来做一个属灵的工作的时候,
He gives
对着信心工作。
He gives faith revelation.
所以他给信心带出启示,
assurance.
一个把握,
peace.
平安,
victory.
得胜,
rest.
安息,
identification with Christ.
与主的联合,
he gives liberty.
他是, 自由,
Jesus did the hard thing for faith. But let me show you what he did through faith.
所以耶稣对着信心做了困难的事, 那么他借着信心, 借着这个信心做什么?
Mark chapter 2 verse 10 and 11.
马可福音第二章的10到11节。
So that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.
但要叫你们知道,人只在地上有赦罪的权柄。
I say, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, get up, pick up your pallet and go home.
就对摊子说,我吩咐你起来,拿你的褥子回家去吧。
When he found faith, he did the hard thing and did it in the heart.
当他耶稣看到信心的时候,他做那个困难的事,而这困难的事做在人的心里。
After he did the hard thing, what's left?
那困难的事做完了,那剩下的是什么?
The easy thing.
就是容易的。
What is the easy thing?
那容易的事是什么?
Everything that pertains to your walk.
那所有关于你行路的事情。
We look at that and say, that's the hard thing, walking as a Christian.
那我们看到耶, 基督徒要行事的, 行路啊, 形式，感觉这是困难的。
That's the easy thing for God.
那对神来讲，那是容易的。
He did not let this man walk for the sake of the man, the crippled man.
他让这个人行走，并不是为了这一个瘫子，他这个人。
His ability to walk was redemptive.
他能够行走是有救赎意义的。
As wonderful as it wasn't for him.
虽然非常的奇妙，但不是为了他自己的好处。
He talked to the reasoners and he said, so that you may know that I have authority to do the hard thing in the heart, get up and walk.
这里是告对那些心中议论的人讲，为了要叫你们知道我能够在人的心里面做那困难赦免的事情，所以起来行走。
The walk is for others.
所以能够行走的这件事是为了别人。
Victory is not the hard thing.
得胜不是困难的事。
Bearing fruit for the Lord is the easy thing.
为主结果就是容易的。
You say, I've been struggling with sin and temptation.
你在那里说我为罪挣扎，在那里经常的胜不过试探。
It seems so hard.
看起来是非常困难。
That's the easy thing.
其实那是容易的事。
Once he does the hard thing in your heart, he'll do the easy thing so that the world...will be able to see what he did in your heart.
一旦他在你的心中做了那个困难的事，他就能够在你身上做那容易的事，好叫世界能够知道他能够做那困难的事。
I don't know most of you.
我们当中大部分的人我不认识。
Speaking spiritually,Did anybody carry you in a pallet?
我们从属灵的角度来讲，有没有人是别人用的褥子把你抬进来的？
If he sees faith, he'll do the hard thing in your heart.
如果他看到了信心，他就能够在你的心中做那个困难的事。
And that thing that's carried you for years, you'll go out carrying it.
那个一直在这么多年来撑着你拖着你的，你就拿着出去行走。
That's his testimony.
做他的见证。
That's his name.
是他的名。
That's his renown.
是他名显为大。
That's his praise.
是他对他的赞美。
That's his reputation.
这是他的大名。
He does the hard thing in you.
他在你的心中，在你的里面做了难事。
And then he enables you to walk before God and men.
然后他在让你能够在人在神面前行走。
Why is walking the easy thing?
为什么行走神的道路是容易的呢？
Because God does it, not you.
因为这是神的工作，不是你的工作。
Because God does it, not me.
因为神做不是我做。
It's a miracle.
是个奇迹。
He can't walk, he's crippled.
这个摊子是不能走的。
When this story started,
这故事开始的时候
When this story started, they were saying, make way for the religious people.
他们会说为这些宗教们的领袖让路，让路。
And they made a path, and the religious people came in.
所以开一条通路，让这些宗教的领袖能够进来。
But that's not how it ended.
但是结束，故事的结束不是这样的。
Faith came through the roof.
信心是从屋顶下来的。
But how did it leave?
但是他怎么走的？
Now the religious people are making a path for faith.
然后这个时候，那些宗教信仰的文士、法利赛人就为信心开路、让路。
And faith walked right out the door, and everybody stood aside.
所以信心就走出大门，每一个人都让路。
When God enables you to walk before men, they're amazed.
所以如果神以大能的能力让你能够在人前行事，按着主的心意行事的时候，人家看到就会奇异。
This is what I wanted you to know this evening.
这就是今天晚上我希望你们知道的。
God is looking for faith.
神所寻找的是信心。
When he finds it, he'll minister to it.
他看见了，他就会在这信心里面工作。
He'll do the hard thing, the spiritual work in your heart.
他会做那困难的事，是在心里面属灵的工作。
He'll do the easy thing and enable you to walk before God and men.
然后他会做那容易的事，使你能够在人在神面前行走。
In the stories that I'll be sharing tomorrow and subsequent days,
在明天我要跟大家所分享的故事跟接下来的几天,
I'm going to share some stories that will surprise you, I think.
那我想我要跟大家分享的故事会让大家觉得稀奇。
It surprised me.
因为我自己看到时我自己觉得稀奇。
Because I looked at those stories I'm going to share,
因为当我看到我想分享的那些故事的时候,
and I said, there's no faith there.
我看不到信心。
And God said, I see faith there.
但神却说我看到了信心。
You may have faith that you don't even know about that God sees.
甚至你可能你有的信心你还不知你还自己还不知道。
We want to touch that faith.
我们盼望我们能够摸到那个信心。
We want to give you hope and life.
要给我们带来信心，带来盼望，带来生命。
Because God sees faith where man never sees it.
因为神在人看不到信心的时候，神看见。And
when he sees it, he ministers to it.
当他看见的时候，他就向那里工作。This
weekend, you're going to let him do the hard thing?
那这个周末，我们会不会让他在我们身上做这困难的事？
You're going to let him do the easy thing?
让他做那个容易的事。
You don't have to be carried anymore. You can carry it. You can be delivered. And may God give us that kind of a weekend.
你不需要再被那个路子拖着了。你能够拿着那个路子。愿神能够释放我们。Let's
pray together.
让我们再一同祷告。Our
Father, we thank you that you search the earth looking for faith.
主啊，我们感谢你。 不舍你查眼看顾全地，寻找有信心的。
And although you address human reason, we know you can't minister to it.
虽然我们知道，主啊，你对那心中议论的人说话，但我们知道你在那里没有工作。
We pray for every soul at the conference this weekend.
我们为所有来到你面前的人祷告。
That they might know your ministry in their life.
他们能够认识，知道你在他们生命里面的工作。
Do the hard thing.
做那困难的事。
Do the easy thing.
也做那容易的事。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们乃是奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.